Time to take five for your community. And this morning, I'm very pleased to be joined by Lawrenceville Mayor Don Wagner. Mayor, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Arvin.
Appreciate you coming out here this morning. We got a lot to get into. So let's start with, I guess, what everybody's talking about. You've got a little issue about a possible marijuana dispensary in town. So you're going to have a public forum coming up December 3rd, right?
Yes, that'll be our second one. Yes.
Okay. So the last forum they had or meeting they had was, I'm guessing, was pretty spirited. Just judging by comments we saw online here.
Well, it wasn't too bad. People voice their opinions. People want to give their opinion on their opinion, and we're going to have less of that this time. I'm asking people to sign up if they want to speak and give them 3 minutes to speak, and we're not going to have a melee out there.
Right, right. Now, that means they need to call City Hall ahead
right,
of time, right?
Call from the City Hall at least a day before and let us know they want to speak.
Well, you haven't said yay or nay, but you have shared some concerns that you want kind of hammered out before we get any farther with this.
Right. My biggest concern was, will having a dispensary affect our federal grants, since cannabis is illegal federal?
Right.
And I've kind of got the answer 99%. Nobody's absolutely sure, but I've got opinions from a number of different agencies on that. So I don't have to vote until the council ties. So it'll be up to the council to listen to people.
Okay, so if the council says nay, then this doesn't get on the ballot, right? If they say, did they say okay? I don't know how this stuff works. You tell me.
Well, we would have to have a vote to keep a dispensary from coming into town.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Otherwise, it may come into town.
Okay, I see.
That's my understanding. Now, I may have it backwards also.
Okay. Well,
we'll have it right when we vote.
I was going to say, you know way more than I do. I'm going to trust you on this. Okay, so something else that was brought up is some upcoming work by the Department of Transportation, right?
Yes, they're going to redo, resurface the street, Route 1 going through town, 15th Street, from city limit to city limit. The only hang-up is they're talking about taking the traffic control lights out of the intersection where Lexington and Route 1 meet.
Oh, nobody goes down that.
Oh, I'm so against that. That's our main street
yes,
in town.
It is.
The schools are out that way,
right.
The Walmart, there's everything out that way. I'm arguing that point, and I'm going to contact everybody I can. I've contacted our state senator and our representatives, and I'm dead set against taking those lights out.
Sure. Do we know when this work's going to be done yet? Or
no, I'm assuming. I'm just assuming it'll probably be in the spring when they start making blacktop again.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, so let's see. We had other things. We had, flushing hydrants, right?
We're flushing hydrants on an as-need basis because we didn't get them completely flushed this fall the way we wanted them. We're having some problems with soaring up a discolored water. So we're working on that as we get calls. We're going in that area and flushing them again. We also had trying to get some transfer of properties. We want to tear down five dilapidated properties in town, which makes the town look better and makes the neighborhoods better. We also have our grant, $500,000 grant. Mm-hmm. We had to rebid that. It's being rebid this week.
Okay.
And that work, we will get that done on the sewer, sanitary sewers. And we have a valued employee retiring at the end of this month, the day before Thanksgiving. Roger Griggs is retiring after 35 years at the cemetery, and he's a very valuable employee that we'll miss.
Well, I knew he was there for a long time, but you told me 35 years, Roger.
Years.
My goodness!
I had the privilege of having Roger in school.
Oh yeah,
in junior high, and now I'm going to see him retire. There's something wrong with that.
I'm glad you said that, and not me. Oh, and something else really cool is Bob Tracy got the key to the city.
Yes, Bob Tracy is a very valuable person to the city of Lawrenceville, the IDC, and every the downtown committee. Bob's involved in so much. Even though he doesn't live inside the city limits, he is a valued, quote, citizen of our town.
Okay, so in other words, there's nothing going on in town then, is there?
No, not much.
All right. Mayor, always appreciate it. Don Wagner, the Lawrenceville mayor, certainly appreciate coming out here this
morning.
Thank
you, Arvin.